Jesus again condemns superficial religiosity, a well-known trait common to scholars of the law. So well versed in high religious rubrics, yet how sadly they neglect the spiritual dimension of being human. Well, they get another of Jesus' woe downs. They're called hypocrites and likened to unmarked graves over which people might walk. Very, very powerful language to the Jewish intellect, who would regard any contact with a grave a severe defilement. But Jesus always sees right through people's glitz and straight into our hearts. On his way to a brutal death, St. Ignatius of Antioch, successor of St. Peter, had this to say: "My love of this life has been crucified. I no longer take pleasure in perishable food. I want only God's bread, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ. And for drink, I crave his blood, which is love that cannot perish." Well, St. Paul's words to the Galatian community heard this evening could not have been far from his heart. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. And truly, the body and blood of Christ we share is the very same Ignatius desired so deeply. And yes, Christ continues to gather and send us forth, guided by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. However versed we may be in matters of the law, mean very little until we allow the Eucharistic presence of Jesus to govern our lives. There's little benefit in having a brain full of knowledge if from our hearts flow no love. We remain unresolved until we permit Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to remove, repair, and reconnect our intelligence to our hearts.